Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this quick demonstration, I want to show you how to actually access the menu bar using VoiceOver on the Apple Mac, which is at the top of the screen, the dock down the bottom of the screen, which contains applications and folders, and your desktop. On a Mac, the menu is divided into three menus, if you like, that VoiceOver can actually access. So Control, Option, and M for menu takes you to the first menu. Control, Option, MM takes you to the second menu. And Control, Option, MMM, so three M's, takes you to the third menu. So the first menu is referred to as the Apple menu, because it actually starts with the Apple pull-down menu. The second menu is actually a status menu where you've got things like your date and time, your battery level on a MacBook, laptop, your Bluetooth connectivity and so on. And the third menu is your spotlight menu, which is used for searching for anything on the Mac. So the control and option keys, as referred to as VO keys, are just VO. So if I do now VOM, I'll go to the Apple menu. If I do VOMM, I'll go to the status menu. If I do VOMMM, I'll go to the spotlight menu. So let's do VOM.
Menu bar, Apple.
And then VOM again.
iChat menu, 13 items.
That's my status menu, and VOM again.
Spotlight, search text field.
And that's spotlight. If I do it again, VOM.
Menu bar, Apple.
I'm back to the Apple menu. So let's explore the Apple menu by doing Control, Option, right arrow.
Finder, File, Edit. View, go, window, help.
If I went back to the left with control option left arrow.
Window, go, view, edit, file, finder, Apple.
And let's pull it down with VO or control option down arrow.
Apple menu, 11 items.
And I'm going to keep pressing control option down arrow.
About this Mac. Software update, ellipsis.
Ellipsis means there's a dialog box underneath that menu.
Mac OS 10 software, ellipsis. System preferences, ellipsis. Dock, submenu.
That's the dock.
Recent items, submenu. Force quit, ellipsis. Commit sleep, command option, eject. Restart, ellipsis. Shut down, ellipsis.
Etc. And like all menus, we can press the escape key.
Selection replaced, zero item selected.
That takes us out. I'll just hit the control key to shut it up. So that's how you get to the menu bar. So control option M, main menu. Control option MM, status menu. Control option MMM, spotlight menu. And escape to get out of any of the menus, and control option down arrow to pull down the Apple menu or items in the status menu. The spotlight menu's only got a text field that where you type in your search text to find stuff on the Mac. Now the way to get to the dock, which contains items at the bottom of the screen, is control option D for dock. So control option D.
Dock, iTunes, 4 of 31.
Okay, and if I press control option left arrow.
Safari, 3 of 31. Mail, 2 of 31. Finder, running, 1 of 31.
Okay, let's do control option right arrow.
Mail, 2 of 31. Safari, 3 of 31. iTunes, 4 of 31. iChat, 5 of 31. Aliaria, 6 of 31. Text edit, 7 of 31. System preferences, 8 of 31.
Etc. Now you'll probably have other options on your dock. I've added a few to mine.
You are currently on the application dock item.
That's actually
to open this application, press control, option, space.
And as VoiceOver just said, you can press control, option, spacebar to activate the applications on the dock. Where it's a bit different is how to access your documents folder, the applications folder, and your download folder on the dock. VO spacebar, control, option, spacebar won't actually work. You've got to go through a context menu and open it up. In fact, we might actually do that quickly. So if I just go to control option right out to go to the dock.
iCal, Skype, address book, time machine, VoiceOver, calculator, DVD, dictionary, chess, preview, Twitter, Riff, dashboard, keynote, pages, numbers, ADM, separate application documents, folder, 27 of 31.
Okay, and let's do VO, so control option shift M.
Menu, 16 items.
And now I'm going to do control option down to get to open.
Sort by, name. Checkmark, date modified, date created, kind, display as checkmark, folder, stack, view content at fan, grid, list, checkmark, automatic options, open, documents,
Okay, and then Control Option Spacebar.
Closing list view table.
Then it opens my Documents folder. And that will work for your Downloads folder, your Applications folder. Oddly enough, your trash can, you can just do Control Option Spacebar and that'll open up straight away. And the way to get to your desktop, finally, is to do Control Option Shift D. So Control Option D is for dock, Control Option Shift D is for your desktop. So I'll do that now.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, volume.
And that's my Macintosh hard drive. So that's it, guys. I hope that's helped a few people out to get to the menu bar, the dock, quickly access your documents folder or your downloads or applications folders, and to get to your desktop on the Mac using VoiceOver. If you need assistance with VoiceOver or any other Apple accessibility stuff to do with the Mac, or any other Apple product for that matter, you can contact us on the Dev Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.